There was a massive amount of submissions that came in on the local area plan in connection with the area around the Holy Well and the archaeological complex. 757 submissions were put in that area alone, and 721 of those submissions were from the community in support of the draft plan, as is with a visual amenity and open space. So it's basically industry versus community, which it shouldn't be, and we don't want it to be like that, and I think everybody needs to work together. So I proposed to amend the zoning of the areas surrounding the well and the complex, the archaeological complex, to a 40 metres of a buffer zone around the outside of the old Famine Road, which is an old walkway, and that the lands toward the port and the new pier, from that buffer zone, are now designated as opportunity and port related, which will satisfy the harbour authorities, it'll satisfy the fishermen, and hopefully then the community will be satisfied with the 40 metre buffer zone as well. So I'm there's definitely a solution in this, and I'm very pleased to be able to put this forward, because I think that we need to work together, and each community must respect each other, and I think this is the way forward.
And it is important for it to be resolved. As you say, it has been going on for quite some time.
It has indeed. It started back many years ago when there was a housing development in the area first, and then obviously then in later years then the new harbour development was done, and the little site started to kind of become stuck in the middle of it all, and it became under a little bit of pressure. Everybody in both the fishing industry and in the community has a huge respect for that St Catherine's Well and the area around there. But it was just, there was an awful fear from the community and from everybody that with any tampering that goes on in the areas around it and close by, that the well may dry up. So on my proposal, I have included that there be a policy introduced in that area around the harbour, that there would be an independent, up-to-date, relevant hydrology report would be carried out on all excavations and land clearings for the future, just to secure and to make people, you know, have informed decisions as to what would be the best option for that area, because it must be protected.